Okay, welcome back to this module where we're actually really going to dig deep and look at the disempowering questions that are often ruling our lives. So in this module, we're going to look at the power of asking better questions and help you understand how you can change your focus in order to transform your life. Now, this skill has created so much change for my own life and in the life of my clients and many people that I know. So we want to really start unpacking it, right? We know that often we're thinking in statements, right? That's typically often how our thoughts, when I've been asking you identify thoughts, they've come in the form of statements. And if you think about a beach, right, if you think about a big sandy beach, there's seashells that are on the beach that are visible, right? Those are the same as statements. The statements that we're telling ourselves are like the seashells on the beach. And what's happening is if you took a metal detector, right, to a beach, you might find all sorts of things lurking under the sand, right? And that's what it's like having questions, right? It's like what I mentioned before, having this virus running on the back end of your computer. Questions, disempowering questions, the things that we're telling ourselves are like this, and they're draining your mojo, right? The questions we don't even know that we're asking ourselves are really powerful in terms of determining our life and determining the direction that we're headed. So when we're in a negative state, we often are asking really disempowering why questions that have no real answers to get to in an efficient way. They're often questions that are kind of endless loop questions. And when we're doing that, our brain is coming in with fake answers, right? So if we're asking a question about why does this shit always happen to me, right? That might be one of the things that's happening as something's occurring. You notice that you're asking yourself that question. I mean, your brain actually fills in the gap. Well, this keeps happening to you because you're a loser and you can't get your shit together. Right? The brain will fill it in and your body will react in just the same way with that negative emotional state. The brain answers it. And then you have a crappy state. What happens if I can't make my payments on time? Right? Oh, the brain says, well, then you'll be homeless and then your wife will leave you and then, you know, you'll be destitute and the kids will never come to visit and you'll have to live with your parents. And the brain fills it in, right? We often jump to that. And you may know that you do that, but we're really going to start controlling that now. Your brain interprets your thoughts and the language with which you're speaking to yourself as reality, and it creates that exact same reaction in your body, right? So if you can grasp the power of changing your mindset, asking better questions, it really starts to shift your experience of every day. This isn't a one and done type of skill. This takes practice and refinement. So I don't expect you to master this by the end of this week, but I do want you to start understanding, and which we will have at the end of this module, the questions that are running in the back end of your computer. Okay, so questions also determine the type of actions that we take. So if I'm having the question about why does this shit always happen to me and my brain fills in the answer, well, because this situation is worthless and I'm a piece of crap because I haven't figured it out. I don't know what's wrong with me, right? How are you going to behave when you're having those types of thoughts and questions, right? What is your behavior going to be? You're certainly not going to feel empowered, confident, secure, and take an action that reflects that behavior, right? You're going to take, if you are asking crappy questions, you're going to get crappy answers, and you're going to get crappy actions as a result. So it becomes this actually really negative feedback loop, just looping over and over, and then you feel like, well, you throw your hands up. I can't do this. I'm just effed. Forget it. I don't feel like it. We may as well just throw in the towel kind of mentality. So let's run through some real life examples so that you can start to see how this plays out. Because I know when I first learned this, it was actually quite heady and very challenging. So one of the first things that, here's an example from my own life. When I first learned to apply this skill, I was sitting in a meeting, and some of you guys may have this situation. I was sitting in a meeting. It was like, 3 o'clock at the end of the day. It was a, administrative meeting, one of those things where everyone, you just schedule an hour and everyone comes and sits down and talks, and either you get something done or you don't. And I was sitting in this meeting and I was really bored and really annoyed and frustrated. And I was thinking, trying to be polite and respectful and just watching how this meeting wasn't going anywhere. We weren't getting anything accomplished. We weren't moving through the agenda. People were just saying their random thoughts. There was no clear thinking or direction. There was no boss of the meeting, so there was no one to hold us to an agenda. And I started thinking, these were my questions that were happening. Why are we wasting our time on this? When is this freaking meeting going to be over? Why does nothing ever get done? Why are all these people keep talking and no action? Right? And so I noticed, I sat there and I thought, oh, there are those disempowering questions, right? And what are the crappy answers that those questions dig up, right? Oh, when is this over? Oh, never. You're just wasting your time. No one ever gives a shit here anyway. Nothing will ever get done. Your work basically means nothing because it's death by meeting, right? Those are the answers. So you just sit there and you twiddle your thumbs and you stare at the clock and you just dream about the candy bar you're going to get on your way out of the meeting, right? But I sat there and I thought, okay, I'm going to change this question. And this is what I asked. How can I have fun and add value to this meeting right now? Right? And if I ask myself that question, I get a much different answer than when is this meeting going to be over? Right? So how can I have fun and add value to this meeting now? And then I thought of an answer to that question. Oh, well, I could actually speak up, ask for XYZ. And so I did. And guess what happened? I actually moved the meeting ahead. I had a much more productive and positive experience. I wasn't feeling annoyed and irritated, and it was fun, right? It ended up being fun. So that's one very early example of what happened, right? Then, here's another example of someone who was in a relationship where things were pretty tough. There was a lot of conflict going on, and they had this thought. Right, they're having a disagreement with their spouse, and he had this thought: this is freaking ridiculous. Why does she always do this? Right? Why? And what's the answer to that crappy question? Right? She always does this because she doesn't understand me. She doesn't give a shit. I must be messing up somewhere. This is hopeless. Right? And the feelings come out of that are anger and hurt and frustration. Right? And we're answering those and we're feeling those in our body, right? So this conflict with a wife, having the statement that this is ridiculous and the question, right? We were trying to get, like a metal detector, what's the underlying question? Why does she always do this? Right? So if we want to flip this question to something more empowering, right? How can I establish boundaries and respond in a loving and compassionate way right now? Right? I get it. That's a lot of it's a lot of words, right? And there's many different kinds of questions you could ask in response to flip this around. But if you want to feel empowered, right, what question would you have to ask yourself? If you want to feel effective, what question would you have to ask yourself? How can I be effective in moving this conversation along right now? Usually when we change questions, it has to be punchy, like right now, today, in this moment, not like, oh, well, one day I need to call and get this thing figured out and then the situation will change. No, we're asking about how can I do something to affect positive change and move my life forward right now? Okay, that's an example of how to ask a better question. Okay, so here's another example that I worked on with a client who had anxiety and pain, right? And this person, she asked, what is wrong with me? Right? What is wrong with me? Right? This is the question that she would ask over and over to herself. What's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? Right? And the brain, like a good little soldier, files in and says, oh, well, you're broken and you're messed up and you're just anxious and in pain all the time. And anyway, so we wanted to switch that, right? What's wrong with me? How can I show up to be more powerful right now? right? How can I show up to be more powerful right now? Right? That's an example of how somebody switched their question because they felt very weak and disempowered and they wanted to feel more powerful. Okay, how many of you struggle with feeling overwhelmed? Right? And the statement often is when we're feeling overwhelmed, there's too much to do, there's not enough time. Right? What's the underlying question? Right? An underlying question might be, how will I ever get all of this done? Right? And the brain, being a dutiful brain, fills in the answer. Oh, you won't. It's impossible. You're totally screwed. You may as well just, you know, turn on Netflix and grab a bag of chips. The brain answers that question. So we want to change this question to something to the effect of, what's the most important thing for me to accomplish today to move my life forward in a positive direction? What can I do right now to move my life forward in a positive direction? You get it? Short, punchy, immediate. What do I do right now to move forward in a positive direction? So there's an example of when someone was feeling overwhelmed. Now, maybe you struggle with feeling depressed or feeling sorry for yourself, right? And here's an example. So you're feeling bad, you know, it's just same shit, different day, right? And you have a state. You think a thought like, well, same shit, different day. This is Groundhog's Day. This stuff is always happening, right? I knew it would, right? There's the statement. What's the underlying question, right? An underlying question might be, why are things always like this for me? When will this ever get better? Why do I always have to struggle with this stuff, right? Those are some examples of disempowering questions. And an example of how we can switch those disempowering questions to something much more motivating to motivate clear and better action is, how can I have more fun and love myself right now? Right? How can I have more fun and love myself right now? Right? And if you're asking that question, the answer is going to be much more directive, much more empowering than, when will this ever get better? Okay? So now we're going to dive deep into discovering your specific questions, and you'll start to really understand and get an aha kind of moment when we figure out what's actually going on for you. All right, I'm going to ask you to really go deep into experiencing the emotions that you came up with a couple weeks ago that are most disempowering and the ones that you typically bump into, those top three negative states. And I really want you to play full out here. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and go deep into them and imagine even putting yourself inside of them, just like you're in a movie, seeing yourself of what you do when you're in that state, how you move your body in that state, and uncovering what are some of the thoughts and the questions when you are in that state. So you're going to need three things. The first is a good attitude and a willingness to kind of dive into this exercise. The second is your journal and something to write with. And the third is you're going to have to know, either flip back in the pages that have come before, to know what those three most disempowering negative emotional states are that are affecting your life today. All right. So what are your top three negative states? Do you remember? Are they frustration, sadness, loneliness, fear, anxiety, rage? On your piece of paper, I want you to write number one and what one of your top three negative states was or is. All right, now we're going to jump into this exercise. All right, I want you to take a deep breath. Close your eyes, and I want you to get into this state. And as you listen to my voice, just start getting into that negative state. Do whatever you have to do to get into that state so you feel it. So that your body gets into it, so that you're changing your physiology to actually feel that negative emotional state. How do you have to breathe? How do you have to move to feel that negative emotion? How How do you have to gesture? What do you have to do with your shoulders? This is not abstract. I actually want you to do it right now. Right? We do emotions, so start doing this one. What's happening with your muscles? How do you have to hold your muscles in order to feel that feeling? Does the emotional discomfort live in a certain part of your body? Start changing it so that you feel that stomach tightness or legs wiggling around, whatever it is. I want you to put yourself in that emotional state, play full out. We need to get to a 10 here in order to really uncover your blueprint and the crappy questions. Imagine just putting yourself in a typical scenario when you experience that negative state. Really focus and intensify this emotion. Something that's commonly happening for you where you bump into this emotion all the time. This typical scenario, where are you? Who's there? It's like a movie, right? Get super specific. What does it look like? What does it smell like? Who's around? What are the conditions? Is it at the dining room table? And then do whatever you have to do to amplify that feeling, right? The time when you really feel that negative emotion. And then when you're in that state, I want you to first think of all the phrases that come to mind when you're in that state. Don't think too hard about it. Just whatever pops into your head, like, what the hell? Or crap, or I can't believe it, whatever it is. I want you to think of all the phrases that come to mind when you're in that crappy, negative, emotional state. What are the things you say out loud? Maybe you talk to yourself. What do you say to yourself under your breath or in your own mind? I want you to think of this situation and what's happening around you. What would you typically be saying to yourself when this happens? Now some things should be popping up into your mind now. Do whatever you need to do to stay in this negative emotional state. Notice the thoughts that are popping in, the kind of crappy thoughts. You should have some statements. And now, digging a little bit deeper still, I want you to imagine, what are the questions that you ask yourself when you're in this state? Questions typically are in the form of why. Why is this so unfair? Why does this keep happening? Why is that person such a jerk? Disempowering questions often are why. Sometimes they're who. Who did this? Who's responsible? Who would do such a thing? Or when questions, right? Like, when is this going to be over? What are the disempowering questions that you're asking yourself when you're in this negative emotional state? So you're feeling this emotion right now. You're probably figuring out some statements. Now let's take it deeper, right? We're under the sand here with that metal detector. What are the disempowering questions? And I want you to come up with at least 5 that you ask yourself. This might be challenging, and that's okay. If this is hard, just take a deep breath. Relax, have the expectation that your brain will pop up the answers that it needs to. You can do this. There are always questions lurking underneath the surface. What are the questions that you're typically asking yourself? If they're coming to mind, great. If you have those questions, please write them down here. And if not, just pause. Pause here and finish this exercise. Okay. So what are the top 5 questions about that first negative emotional state? Here we are. We're getting a blueprint. It's not going to be perfect. That's okay. I'm against perfection as a general rule. We're just going to take these top 3 negative states and really understand what's happening beneath the surface. So you're going to need to practice this. You're not going to have all the answers after this exercise. So keep your journal near you throughout the week when you notice and when you're bumping into negative emotional states, and jot down the questions that you're aware of. Okay, if you've completed your first negative emotional state, we want to hop into the next one. Okay, so on your next piece of paper or below on the next area in your notebook, we want to think of the second emotion that causes you the most problem in your life. You should already know what this is pretty clearly. And I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, playing full out here, and indulge into feeling this other crappy emotion. Think of the specific scenario that's typically happening for you when you are experiencing it, when you normally feel this way. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What's around you? And just like an architect, let's put all the pieces in place that create this way that you do this crappy emotion. Move your head and your body the way you do when you're in that state. What's your voice like? How do you have to gesture when you're in that state? Do all that. Make all the adjustments right now. How do you have to hold your body? What's your posture like? What are your shoulders doing? How are you breathing? Start breathing that way right now. What do you have to do right now to get that crappy emotional state to a level 9 or 10 in terms of intensity? So amplify it. Get really into that state like it's a movie, like it's happening for you. When that starts to become crystal clear, start paying attention. What are the statements? What are the things you tell yourself? What are the things you say out loud when you're feeling that? Are there phrases you say to yourself? Are there phrases you say about somebody else? Are there phrases about yourself, about the situation? Start looking at what are the things you tell yourself when you're in that crappy emotional state. And as you're doing that, I want you to shift your focus and look for the questions that you're asking. Looking for those endless loop questions, the ones that have no good answers. Like, why am I so stupid? Why is he so stupid? Don't think too much. Why are things always like this? What other questions do you ask yourself? Why does life always suck for me? Why can't I ever get anything right? What questions do you ask yourself when you're in this negative emotional state? I guarantee you they're there. So dig deep, look for them. Look for them with that metal detector. And come up with a list of 5 questions. At least 5. And write them down. Write down those disempowering questions. If we get them out onto a piece of paper, they start losing their power right away. This is really an amazing skill that will change the way you move forward. So if you need to pause right here, please do that. And do not move on until you have some questions written down for this second negative emotional state that you bump up against. Okay. So pause here, get your questions down. When you're ready, number 3. The third most disempowering emotional state that you consistently experience that gets in the way of you having the life that you actually want. Let's close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And put yourself in that state, to this third crappy emotion. When is a time that you typically experience this? Who's around you? Where are you? If it's a crappy emotional state you're used to, you can probably think of a few scenarios, right? So put yourself in one of them. What's it like to be in that? How's your body when you're in that state? How's your posture? What's your breathing doing? How do you hold your head? Do all of those things right now to create that negative state for yourself. And amplify it in whatever way you need to get to a level 9 or 10 of that feeling. What do you say to yourself when you're in that state? What do you say out loud? What are you saying about another person? About yourself, about this crappy situation that you're finding yourself in? What are the statements that come to your mind when you're in this crappy emotional state? I can't believe I did this again. I can't believe she's such a jerk. Why does no one ever listen to me, right? Sometimes we have to keep an eye out for those words like no one and always, those 100% words. What are the statements you tell yourself when you're in this crappy emotional state? And as you're doing this, now change your focus and look for the questions that are happening when you feel this bad. Why am I always alone? Right? Those are questions like why, when are things ever going to change for me? When will this be over? How will I ever get better? Just look for those why questions, those disempowering questions you consistently are asking yourself when you're in this crappy state. How could they do this to me? Why is this so unfair? Right? And when those questions start coming, write them down. I'm going to have at least 5. It's okay if it's hard. Just relax. Do your best. This takes practice. And just pause here if you need to so you can complete this exercise so you have a list of questions that you ask yourself when you're in this third negative emotional state. Okay, so pause right here. Finish it up and then come back. Okay, so you're back. Thanks for playing full out. Right? It's not always the most interesting exercise to do or the most fun. Sometimes it's confusing and complicated, but now you have a powerful resource, right? We're getting this blueprint for your physiology when you're in that negative state and the thoughts and the disempowering questions that are consistently contributing to you staying in that negative state. So good job. You did it. You made it through. And I'm going to ask you to do one more thing before we finish this part of this week's modules. Right? I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. When you get up from this completing this module in 1 minute, right? I want you to very intentionally, like you freaking mean it, change your state. It's likely that whatever those negative emotional states that we just moved through are lingering in your body in this moment. So as soon as you stop this recording, there's no, oh, thank goodness, I need to go call XYZ or take care of the dishes or do some other chore or thing on your to-do list. Absolutely not. Before you move on, I want you to change your physiology and get back into a positive emotional state. Move your body, put some music on, go for a walk, do something to change your state so we're not carrying those 3 negative states back into the present day reality, right? We just went back into those to uncover those disempowering questions. Right? So do whatever you need to do that, and then I'll see you for the next module.